They arrived at Celia's apartment, each carrying an armful of Strat's new creations, with Celia and Sylvia mistaking them for souvenirs from the PX. The track lighting in the hallway ignited a cluster of glints and glimmers, but the moment did not last when the images vanished, leaving only metal bits in their same shape. "Wait, what happened?" asked Strat. Celia asked Strat for a sketchpad and instructed him to put one of the pieces to one of his smaller drawings and focus. With his empathic energy combined with that sheer focus, the pieces morphed into a new shape, and the full-color images stayed permanently affixed. Almost on a whim, a thought hit Strat, and without a second of pause, a metal spike protruded from the backside. It was now more than a metal slate. It was a pin. Breathlessly, Strat quietly took his pad back and went into the kitchen, feverishly sketching with ink and paint. All three ladies felt the same surge of positive energy. The world had begun to feel right again for the first time in years. The next day, Tetra and Strat went back to Hopper Hills, and as he reached for his key, Tetrazin rang the doorbell. Cello answered and recoiled with dread. "Stratty!" The warm glow she felt from him broke through her initial reflex. Without saying a word, Strat gave Cello a little gift box and nodded for her to open it. Under the glint of early sunrise, Cello's eyes gleamed at the metallic red heart with a gold infinity symbol etched into it. Cello tearfully hugged Strat, revitalizing their lifelong ribbon that they feared was forever lost. Feeling the empathic smiles on both the Hopper soul prints, Tetrazin slyly turned Strat's head and gave him her own gift, their first kiss.